will no longer pay respects to these relics, because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Tribute to the passing of Motorhead's Lemmy. We come to you live here on the Raw Post Show with Line in the Sand, the theme of evolution. This is one of those hashtag blame Rob moments we've been telling you about.
Dude, Rob, you need to run. Like, Hunter's gonna come find you once he realizes it was you, and it, like, that's just gonna be it, dude. We're never gonna see you again, so, like, I would strongly suggest, like, either going into witness protection or just running. Something, because he will find you.
As the Wyatts say, run!
Run.
This is indeed the Raw Post Show, and live for the first time here on Gerwick.net, presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am, of course, Sir Rockin'. Joining me, as always, is Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
If you're listening for the first time, we also do a podcast called The Rack, which airs Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, also here on GoRack.net, and at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com as well. And we're here to break down Monday Night Raw, as we do every single Monday at 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. And tonight's show was about people getting arrested.
Yes! Because nothing closes out 2015 like somebody getting arrested.
So the show kicked off with Vince McMahon in the ring, and he called out Roman Reigns, and he was very angry at Roman Reigns for what he did to his family, to Triple H, to disrespecting Stephanie McMahon. No one disrespects his family. And then Roman sort of pushed Vince, and Vince went, "Ow, my neck! Ow, my neck! Help, my neck! Somebody!" So he's selling his neck injury. And then Stephanie came out and got all excited with the police. You were going to say something?
Yeah, he pulled a Guerrero.
He pulled a Guerrero. My neck, ow, my neck. Medic, we need a medic. Vince hurt his neck. So Stephanie comes down with police, and once Roman Reigns arrested, and they said, we're just your personal security. We're not here to arrest anyone, which is funny. So she's screaming at the police, and Vince is laying there on the ground. My neck. And she gets hot with the police, and they're about to arrest her, and Vince magically gets up. No need to arrest her. She's fine. So she's my daughter. Calm down. And so Vince then gets heated. Do you know who I am? And well, he puts his hands on the security, and well, they arrest Vince McMahon. And Vince McMahon gets cuffed and taken out of the arena. It was hysterical watching Vince get arrested.
It's been a long time. It was a nice little rehash to see Vince get arrested. Stephanie's entertaining. Vince is just that much better.
Go ahead.
That man knows how to sell getting arrested.
He does. He gets put in the squad car, and Stephanie's screaming, "I'm going to call Jerry McDivitt." Who, I guess if that was Jerry McDivitt, really looks like IRS, which we saw later in the show.
Yeah, for a second it's like, wait, is IRS Vince's lawyer? Because that would be amazing.
So, he gets arrested, and they have Brene Young standing at the police station with reporters waiting for, all night for a comment from Vince McMahon. So they put out his mugshot. It was hilarious. And then he comes storming out, and she tries to get a word, and that's where we saw what we thought was IRS, but it wasn't. It was probably McDivitt. And, yeah, he gets taken away in a car, and that's how it ended, with Vince McMahon getting arrested. But the best part of the whole thing, right, was Roman Reigns putting the microphone in front of the cop as he was sort of not reading him his rights. That was the best part. But you had a comment about that, you know, how sort of may have not been legal since he didn't actually read him his rights.
A cop can't, like, forego reading your rights. Like, that's some Law and Order BS right there. And it's, like, for him to refuse, like, oh, you know, oh, hey, you don't need the lawyer, and, well, I don't have to read you the rest of these because I'm sure you're familiar with them kind of thing. It's like, no, you're under requirement to read him his Miranda rights if you're going to arrest him and charge him. Because here's the thing, a good lawyer will know that if the cop does not do what they're supposed to do with their Miranda rights, I think that they can get the arrest dismissed.
Right.
Based on the fact that Miranda was not invoked or was not properly executed, and therefore they arrested somebody invalidly or something, unjustly or something like that.
Right.
Like, they are required to read you your Miranda rights, and if they don't, they can get in some serious trouble.
I should say, Brooklyn, don't chant for CM Punk ever again.
What was up with that? Like, he's been gone for almost 2 years now, y'all. I mean, come on.
They did yell Daniel Bryan's name, and Vince McMahon told the crowd to shut up. I thought that was funny.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to chant for somebody, chant for Daniel Bryan. Yeah. At least he's with the company still, kind of.
Kind of. We had Kevin Owens and Neville. Neville won in 22 seconds, and then Kevin Owens had a mad and destroyed Neville. Including putting him crotch first into the ring post. So Neville's being held back. We come back from break. Kevin Owens comes out. Big 360 clothesline, spinning Neville inside out. And he just was going to beat on him some more and hit him with the pop-up powerbomb on the apron. Dean Ambrose made the save, they brawled, they got separated from that point, which I thought was good. I like aggressive Owens where he's just mad and murdering people.
I think that's probably the best Kevin Owens, because it just makes him look completely badass, because he's just going out there and it's like, oh hey, I'm going to kill Neville. All right, I killed Neville. And they're helping Neville to the back. Like, it actually took a couple officials to pick Neville up and get him to the backstage, and as they're walking him back, Owens is like, yeah, that was pretty good, but I'm a little disappointed with my performance. I think I could honestly do better than that. And then he just comes in and he takes Neville's head off, because, you know, why the hell not?
Later on the night, there was a 6-man tag, Dean Ambrose and the Usos taking on the League of Nations, Wade, I don't do anything but stand on the apron, Barrett, Rusev, and Sheamus, which saw Sheamus beat an Uso in the 6-man tag. Afterwards, Kevin Owens returned and attacked Dean Ambrose, driving him through the announce table with a powerbomb. The 6-man was alright. I liked the finish, and I liked Kevin Owens attacking Dean Ambrose, continuing the feud that we've been wanting to see is Ambrose and Owens.
Yeah, I want a proper feud between these two. I want the mic work. I'm waiting for the mic work between these two where they just exchange insults and snarkiness and just, yeah, I want that so bad, because it's going to be phenomenal. Because I don't think Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose really ever met on the indies. If they did, it wasn't a lot.
No, they didn't. Remember, we looked it up. They never did.
So, this is a really, really, really fun pairing between the two.
It is.
And I'm excited for it. I know a lot of people, other people are too. So it's like, I want them to do a proper feud with them, because I'd actually love to see a rivalry come out of this. Ambrose and Owens.
I would agree with you there. Kalisto took on Kofi Kingston. Kalisto got the win. Afterwards, Xavier Woods looked like he was going to challenge Sin Cara, but it ends up being Big E. And it ended up being Big E and Sin Cara, which looked like Sin Cara really hurt his shoulder being pulled off the apron, and he was favoring it for the entire match.
Yeah, I hope he's okay. Legit hope he's okay, because I don't think they can afford for anybody else to get hurt.
No, I don't think they can. Big E would end up winning that match. We had Miz TV that got interrupted by Ryback, got interrupted by Goldust, who talked about SAG Awards, Oscars, and Golden Globes. Zack Ryder actually got mic time. So this year is 2016 will be his year. R-Truth came out. Then Heath Slater got someone played Heath Slater's music for the first time in ever. He came out. He had something to say. Big Show interrupted. Slater told No Show no one cares what he has to say because it's all about him. He got knocked out. Everyone started getting knocked out. R-Truth faked the knockout and then got chokeslammed. Show then said he's entering the Royal Rumble at number one.
A little early, don't you think, dude?
Not that early.
Yeah, but it's like you generally wait till after New Year's before you start that kind of thing. I mean, I guess Big Show's a go-getter and trying to get in there early, so go him on that. I mean, this was the moment where it was like, what's going on in Allentown? Oh, Bray Wyatt's in the ring. Can we get a feed in Allentown?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like this segment was what it was, but it was just a time killer.
Because everyone else was in Allentown doing a house show.
And it was like, I get the point of it, but it's just really, really, this is how you're okay. Like, I'm happy that Zack Ryder got on TV. I'm happy that Heath Slater got on TV. But it's like, could this have been done a little better? Because there for a while, it's like, what is the point of this? Where are we going, y'all?
Right.
And then they did the mock Royal Rumble, and it's like, oh.
That's where they're going. We also had Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks tear it down and for about 15 minutes in Brooklyn. By the way, by the way, announcers, it was the first Bayley-Sasha Banks in Brooklyn, not the Iron Woman match.
Good try, though.
I like this match. The crowd in Brooklyn, you suck because this was good. Don't chant boring. You all chant for Sasha. Then when she wrestles, you boo and go boring. Don't chant boring. This was good. I thought it was well done.
I admire Sasha's bravery for wearing a New England Patriots cap after their flub this weekend. Way to support your team, girl.
Gotta support the team.
Gotta support the team.
Yeah. So I thought they had a good match. She went for the bank statement, counter disarmer, roll up from the disarmer. Sasha Banks pulls out the win. Good stuff.
I can't complain about this. I can complain about the crowd chanting boring. Please don't do that. But Becky and Sasha, merry effing Christmas to us. Like, belated Christmas.
Right.
For 15 minutes on Raw. Hey. I'll take that. And more, please.
And then it was the return of John Cena. He won title match. Del Rio says, no, you get no title match. And they go, Juan Cena, no title match, Juan Cena. Juan Cena was the dude in the mask. His cousin.
Twice removed. On his mom's side.
So eventually he talked about his manhood and he manned up and they got a U.S. title match. It was John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio for the U.S. title in the Raw main event. Everything was going John Cena's way. Hits the AA after a ref bump. And then the League of Nations interfere, causing the disqualification. The Usos would make a save. Roman Reigns would then make a save. Between helping his boys, his family, and then Roman Reigns would come in the ring, stare down Sheamus, hit him with the Superman punch, and take him out with a steel chair as he stands tall. So it looks like to me, we are going to get Roman Reigns and Sheamus at the Royal Rumble. This was all going Roman Reigns' way until Vince McMahon returned. So Vince McMahon came out and was talking about suing the state of New York for the arrest, and then announced. Well, at the beginning of the show, we talked about how long Roman Reigns would be champion. Well, now he knows. It will only be one more week, as next week on Raw, it will be WWE Championship match Roman Reigns and Sheamus with Vince McMahon as the special referee.
I'm kind of surprised they're burning this rematch this early. Like, I figured they would wait until the Rumble, but maybe Sheamus is going to get another shot. I don't know.
I say shenanigans next week.
Well, with Vince as the special guest referee, you can almost assure there will be shenanigans next week. And I would imagine that, you know, things happen to Dean Ambrose and the Usos, too, so they can't come out and help Roman.
Yeah, I kind of see that happening.
The Authority is going to close ranks, and the Authority is having none of your crap, Roman.
None of your crap. So, that will do it for the Raw Post Show. This was an average Raw, especially with only half a crew tonight.
I don't understand why they booked a house show. Well, no, I take that back. I understand why they booked a house show against Raw. It's the Raw that's the week of New Year's. So it's like, I get it. You're going for a money grab. Everybody's off school, so people can go to a Monday night and a Tuesday night house show. But it's like, it's Monday Night Raw. You've got Vince on your show. You're desperate for ratings, obviously. Why would you send half your roster, pretty much all your relevant main event talent, to Allentown and not have them at TV?
That's a very, very good question. hopefully we'll have some answers another time. But
yes.
That'll do for the Rob Poe Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This Thursday, though, it's New Year's Eve, but we're still doing a somewhat of a show.
That's right. Pop goes the rat. Get your party hats, your streamers, your adult or non-adult beverage of your choice, depending on your age, because we do condone proper age limits around here, at least on this show. And join us for Pop Goes the Rack, where we are going to do, I think, a year in the review. We're going to kind of talk wrestling. We're going to talk other stuff. It's just going to be a kind of a fun little show for us because it's New Year's Eve. We're going to be spending it with our families. We figured, though, that we still wanted to give something for everybody out there. So Pop Goes the Rack, Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
And we return live 10 p.m. Eastern next Thursday. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last Saturday's episode where we talk a lot of random things, go back in time with the Lone Jobber, and so much more. It's CB Radio Saturday Night's Midnight Edition live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter, hashtag Blame Rob, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter. And we'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Who walks out WWE Champion? Is it Roman Reigns or is it Sheamus? Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and my website, SideGoreDesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. Thanks to GoWork.net as well. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for Pop Goes the Rack, and right back here live Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on WildTalkRadio.com.
My time is now. Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me.